Now we're going to move to the lachos of Mishloach Monos. And interesting over here, again, we have a disagreement amongst the poskim to understand what is the yisod of this mitzvah of Mishloach Monos. This is mitzvah to be marbe reyus. It increases friendship and love in Klal Yisrael by each person giving to other people, etc. Or, alternatively, this is actually part of the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. And in order to make sure that everybody in Klal Yisrael will have what they need for Sudas Purim, Chazal added, or the Megillah added, the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, thereby making sure that most people, are, if not all people, but most people will have their needs for the Suda purposes. So this question will play in itself out in discussing some of the pratim of the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. The halacha says that a person who is marba to send Mishloach Manos is mishubach, is praiseworthy, because obviously you're creating more simcha and more reyus. But if a person has a choice between spending more on Mishloach Manos or giving more money to Matanos Avyonim, a person should do the mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim instead of the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, because there's no simcha mafur, rather, Rambam says, there's no more worthy simcha, praiseworthy simcha, than the simcha of gladdening the hearts of the Niyim. There's no more praiseworthy simcha in the eyes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu than gladdening the hearts of a Niyim. So a person has a choice between spending more. The Chayyadim says, on Mishloach Manos or Matanos Abyonim, he should use the money for Matanos Abyonim. That being said, any element of Riboy of Simcha, which we can do, and Reyus, which we can do on Purim, is something which is appropriate. Both the mitzvah Mishloach Manos and Matanos Abyonim are to be fulfilled by day. The person who does it when it's still nighttime is not going to fulfill the mitzvah. There is inyan of reason by demon the mitzvahs, and this applies both to Matanos Avyonim and Mishloach Manos. However, we mentioned from the Mishnah Berurah that the bracha of Shachianu is going on the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos as well, and according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, on the mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim. So therefore, a person should wait till after he's read the Megillah before he does these mitzvahs. A person should not sit down to eat before he's fulfilled these mitzvahs, because like any mitzvah, a person is incumbent upon a person to do. He should not get involved in eating before he does them. Te'ima is going to be permitted. That being said, Rishon Zalman was makbid to try and fulfill these mitzvahs immediately, because he just made a bracha shechianu on them. So the bracha of the shechianu and then the fulfillment should be close one to the other. So he should do the mitzvah as soon as possible after davening. He should fulfill the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. The mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, the primary mitzvah, is to give one present containing two portions to one individual. So if a person has multiple Mishloach Manos he wants to give, he brings one along with him to davening. Right after davening, he gives his Mishloach Manos to somebody who's there by davening. He will fulfill the basic mitzvah, and now we can go on to eat and do other things before he finishes the extra parts of the mitzvah of giving to other people as well. So we have to give two manas to one individual. Now, the few things we have to clarify: the definition of a mana, both in content. The amounts, value, etc. So, there is a mistake which some people have in their mind, that the definition of two manas means two different brachas. Now, two different brachas would be a good way to guarantee that they're two different manas, not more of the same. In other words, if I give two slices of meat, that's not really two monos, it's not two portions, it's one portion, a larger portion, and a smaller portion. I could have given one slice of meat, I give two slices of meat, that's not two monos. But if I give two different items, even though they are the same bracha, that definitely is a fulfillment of the inyan of Mishloach Manos. The language of the Rambam is a person gives two monos of basar, two portions of meat, obviously two portions of meat. It's not two different brachas. There's no requirement of two different brachas. In this din of the Rambam says you can give two different types of meats. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it has to be different flavors. He has to, let's say, one is roasted and one is cooked, so they taste differently, or they're different types of meats. One is veal, one is roast beef. So that would be two different. So there's a different flavor in each one. That's when you fulfill the inyan of two monos. However, the Rosh Yeshiva is not convinced that that's true. He says it could be even if it's the same type of meat, but if you're giving two portions worth, so that's two distinct portions worth, that's two monos of basar. And the Gemara's mashma that was so. The Gemara gives an example where he gave, he sent over a part of the animal that was a large portion. He says you fulfill the mitzvah of mishloach monos by giving us this large double portion worth of meat. And that's how he contemplates one explanation in the Gemara. There's a Ben Yishkai which says that a person should give each mana in a separate, should be in a distinct container. However, the Minhag Olam is not like that psak, and it's not niskabel that that's required. And maybe in the situation a person is giving two manas of basar to make sure that they're clear that they're two different manas, the Ben Yishkai's idea would make sense. But there's not a requirement to give it to two different kelim. We will continue this discussion, message them tomorrow. Have a good day.